Welcome to your daily devotional, April 23rd, Faces Harder Than Rock, Jeremiah chapter 5, in verse 3. O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return. God had been trying to get the attention of the people through discipline and correction, but the people were resolute in their stubborn determination to stay just the way they are, with faces harder than rock. My wife and I read through the Bible twice each year, and the other day we arrived at this verse, and this scripture hit me like a brick. How easy it is for us to observe the foolishly stubborn conduct of the children of Israel and fail to see it in ourselves. We can become so set in our ways of thinking that we will not listen to common sense, wise counsel, or truth. We can make our faces harder than rock and resolutely refuse to make necessary changes in our approach to our marriage, parenting, ministry, or work. This is stubbornness born of pride. We know what we ought to do, but we are so invested in keeping our faces harder than rock that it is exceedingly hard to bring ourselves to change. How much more so ought we to take heed not to make our faces harder than rock toward God and with regard to spiritual things? Our verse starts off with the reference to truth. Many folks, even professing Christians, will ignore certain truth in the Bible because of their stony faces. When we are stricken by the conviction of the Word of God, or life events brought about by divine discipline, or simply the consequences of one's own bad decisions, do we set our faces harder than rock against God, or do we repent quickly? When God's true preachers tell you that your best life is yet future in eternity with God, and it is not about your best life now, health, wealth, and prosperity, do you set your face harder than rock against God's man and continue to listen to the falsehoods that tickle your itching ears and worldly spirits? Do you respond like some in Jeremiah's day, saying, "As for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you"? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Let us each take our own spiritual inventory and humbly repent of all of our rock-hard face sins.